you wanted to get a, if some men wanted to get a heavyweight up on the roof of a house, they might rig up a block and tackle and do what to get it up there? It up. You hear people on ships use this word when they say, go ahead, they anchor.
They drop it, but I don't know what they do when they pull it up.
Yes, with an H.
Hoist?
Yeah. Okay. All right. How would you greet somebody about 10 o'clock during the daytime, you'd say?
Good morning.
Yeah. What would be the latest that you'd say that?
12 noon.
All right. After that, you'd say what?
Good afternoon.
And after that?
Good night.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right. When you, would you say good, ever say good night when you're meeting somebody?
No.
Just when partying?
Right.
Okay. What would you say if you were leaving somebody in the daytime?
See you later.
Okay. You ever hear people say good day?
Uh-huh.
You ever say that?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Does it sound a little bit formal?
I don't know. Okay. I just never say it.
Good enough. What about, say if a man started to work before daylight, you'd say he started to work before? What's the problem? Alright. Yeah, if a man started to work before daybreak, you'd say he started to work before
noon. Oh, before dawn.
Yeah, or before sun.
Sunrise.
Okay. And if he stayed out until the sun went down, you say he worked until?
Dusk.
Or sun.
Sundown.
Okay. Talking about the sun coming up, you might ask, well, he might ask somebody, well, when is the sun going to
rise?
Yeah. Well, yesterday it
rose.
And it has.
It has risen.
Okay. Let's see. Today is Monday, so Sunday was
yesterday,
and Tuesday's
tomorrow.
Okay. What if somebody came to see you not Sunday yesterday, but a week before that? You say he came when?
Sunday week. Yeah. Sunday week's really talking about ahead of time, though.
Yeah.
A week ago Sunday.
A week ago Sunday. All right. And if somebody stayed here, if you had a guest that stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
half a month.
Okay. Do you ever hear people around here use the word fortnight?
No.
Okay. Did you say that for anyone?
Fortnight.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the time of day, you'd ask me.
What time is it?
And I'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
Yeah. And if it were midway between 7 and 8, you'd say it was
half past 7.
Okay.
7:30.
Mm-hmm. And if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10, it's
10:45.
Okay. Or
quarter to 11.
Mm-hmm. And talking about something that you've been doing for a long time, you say, well, I've been doing that for quite
a long time.
Okay.
Quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And say if 1977 was last year, but 1978 is
next year. Oh.
1978
is this year.
Okay. If a child just had his third birthday, you say he's how old?
Three.
He's, you know, spell the whole thing out. He's
3 years old.
Okay. And, something that happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened.
It happened about this time last year.
Okay, or ago.
A year ago.
Okay. All right, some questions about the weather. Somebody might go outside and say, well, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Okay.